Israeli teen peace activist held hostage by Hamas endured months alone in tunnel, was unsure if she was still alive. By Joshua Klein on January 28, 2025. Recently freed Israeli hostage Naama Levy. The young advocate for Israeli-Palestinian coexistence who was abducted on October 7, 2023, and was seen bloodied while being dragged by the hair by a Hamas terrorist, endured months alone in a tunnel and was unsure if she was alive or dead at the time of her release, according to the Hostage Families Forum rehabilitation head, who detailed the harrowing psychological scars of former hostages and the challenges of their recovery. Naama Levy, a teenager and newly enlisted IDF recruit at the time of her abduction, spent months isolated in a tunnel during her captivity, an ordeal that left her uncertain of her own survival. Dr. Einat Yehin, head of rehabilitation in the Hostage Families Forum, revealed on Tuesday. Speaking to Israeli radio, Dr. Yehin, a clinical neuropsychologist, shared insights into the physical and mental toll experienced by recently released hostages and the complex process of rehabilitation. "These traumas are not immediately visible," she explained, noting that Naama and other freed women endured unimaginable horrors, including the killing of their comrades during the abduction. The rehabilitation had described the psychological scars carried by the captives, emphasizing the effects of prolonged isolation and life-threatening dangers and stress, adding that Naama's experience of detachment from reality during her captivity highlights the severe mental toll of the ordeal. "The euphoria surrounding their return," the doctor warned, "does not reflect the reality of recovery. We know that after the first few days, the media carnival ends, and the messages of 'she's still the same vibrant girl' do not serve the person themselves, or others, and their condition," she said. Then 19-year-old Naama, who had previously volunteered with an organization dedicated to peaceful dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians, was kidnapped during the October 7 massacre by Hamas terrorists from her army base, Nachalaz. She had completed her training as an observation soldier on the prior Wednesday, arrived at her new military base on Thursday, and was abducted on Saturday morning. She had last messaged her mother, Ayelet, that morning at 6:55 a.m., writing, "We're in a secure space," while noting the unprecedented gunfire and rocket salvo outside. Naama, who would turn 20 while in Hamas captivity, was later seen in footage from Gaza, visibly bloodied, handcuffed, and being forcibly removed from the trunk of a jeep by an armed Hamas terrorist who shoves her into a back seat, as Gazans crowd around to cheer and chant "Allahu Akbar, Allah is great." A later image from captivity showed her fearful and bruised. Prior to her abduction, Naama, described as a child of peace, actively supported peaceful coexistence between Israelis and Palestinians, participating in initiatives such as Hands for Peace to foster dialogue between the two sides. Raised in India and educated in an American school, she volunteered with diverse children in Israel and practiced triathlon, reflecting her family's sports affinity. On Saturday, after spending 477 days in captivity, Naama was released as part of a ceasefire deal, along with three other female hostages, in exchange for Palestinian prisoners, including convicted terrorists. Throughout her time in captivity, her parents tirelessly advocated for her release. Her father, Yoni Levy, urgently called for international action regarding his daughter, criticizing the lack of response from human rights and women's organizations. He had also highlighted the failure of organizations like the Red Cross to intervene and provide necessary medical aid, underscoring the critical situation of Naama and other hostages in what he describes as a hellish situation in Gaza. "What would you do if your daughter was being held hostage by violent rapists and murderers for 2 months?" Naama's mother, Ayelet, had asked the public. Concerns about Hamas's treatment of hostages continue to be raised, as Israeli authorities investigate substantial allegations of violence and assault related to the October 7 massacre. Hamas' multi-pronged attack saw thousands of terrorists invade Israel by land, sea, and air and gun down participants at an outdoor music festival, while others went door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns who were then subject to unspeakable atrocities. The massacre, which drew parallels to scenes from the Nazi Holocaust, resulted in more than 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 241 hostages of all ages taken, 90 of whom remain captive. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. In response, former Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman explained how the unprecedented October 7 attack shattered the hopes of good individuals who had sought peace with the Palestinians. "For years, good people with good intentions believed in and promoted the idea of peace between us and the Palestinians. Naive people, and yes, it is fair to call them that, who believed with all their hearts in the idea of two states, thought there were normal people who dream the same dream living in Gaza," he wrote. "That dream shattered into pieces on October 7, 2023," he added. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.